And the purpose of this hearing is to see whether ComEd and town proposed intention to finance a capital project in an amount not to exceed $600,000 for the development of the oceanfront park located at 105 Atlantic Avenue. Notice of this hearing was posted at Town Hall on March 17, 2011, and advertised in the Island Gazette newspaper on March 23rd and 30th, 2011, as per General Statute 160A-20. The town has received a proposal from BB&T to finance $600,000 as follows: 17 years at a rate of 4.12%, with the first year annual payment of $60,014. Total interest over the life of the loan is $222,478.66. BB&T currently holds a lien on the land, which will be paid in 17 years. I'll open it up to public comment, and Mr. Robertson, you're going to speak first.
You can find out why I hired Dan to speak.
I'm not hired by you.
Well, not in the past, I mean, because I'm not very eloquent. Mike Robertson, 509 H Avenue, various businesses around town. Not anything really any different. I just don't think this is a path we need to go down. Money is hard to come by in commercial for the businesses we have, and I'm sure it's not falling off of trees for you guys to be able to find for municipal ventures as well. When we originally started this program, Dan and Jim, both of you said this was not going to cost the town taxpayers a cent. Well, we've since gone past on that many times. So, I've just received the new building and whatnot, and the new taking out the parking places and whatnot. We'll have a look at that. But as far as bottom line on this, I don't think this is a burden the town taxpayers need to have. I don't think it's time for it. If it sits over there empty for 5 years, you're still got to pay for dirt. And thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Mr. Bell?
Yes, sir. I'm Dan Bell. I live at 950 General Way. My first thing is, I think it's not right to have a public hearing when on a subject that is pretty critical to the town, and the only thing that's on the website, the only thing that was in the notice in the Gazette, were just some numbers on a piece of paper, and no one has presented us with anything that has to do with why this is necessary when promises have been made by all the mayors who have been sitting since the time that this started in 2007. Second of all, I've got copies of the three development grants, and each one of them has numbers. The grant itself has numbers that are different from the information that's included tonight with the whatever it is. The first one is the stormwater grant. And right at the top, right on the first page, it says that the contract effective date is 10/27/2009. And it refers to Schedule A, and Schedule A says the latest date for contract recipient to enter into a construction contract is 1 year after the contract effective date, which would have been October 27, 2010, which has long since come and gone. So my question is, first question, is whether that money, that $200,000+, is in the bank, and if it isn't in the bank, does somebody have a piece of writing that says that money's still available? And if not, I say that you got to quit right now until you find out, because if that isn't the case, then the number is all of a sudden we go from 600 to 800 something. That's the first one. The second one is the coastal management, the 200 and the CAM agreement. And unlike the figures that are in the paper that came with the notice today, it said the grant assistant requested is $200,000 and the local contribution, local cash, page 1.51 million, not the figure that's listed here. And where does that $1 million come from? And if that money isn't in the bank, that and we're going to not contribute $1 million, is that money still available? We're dealing with a state government here that is in a financial crisis, and I doubt very much that they're going to want to accommodate us with extra money without even considering the quality of what they're getting. And the last one is the TARDIS grant, and it says North Carolina Parks and Recreation Trust Fund Project Agreement. This is what the mayor signed. TARP amount $456,393. Local government match $1,477,000. And I have the same questions. That's different amounts than what's in these documents. And my question again is that money in the bank? And if it isn't in the bank, is there a piece of paper that says that money is going to be available, particularly if we're not able to meet what the contract says we have to do? So those questions, I think, have to be answered before there can be a public hearing on $600,000, because if any of that money isn't available, then the amount is no longer $600,000. It could be as much as 1,400,000. And if you're asking the town to borrow that kind of money instead of $600,000, then the question to the citizens of Puri Beach is a much different one. So either you have to suspend this public hearing until you can present, because I think as the elected officials, you have a sworn duty to present that to the public in a way that is true and meets the town's contractual obligations, or you have to go forward tonight. And I think that would be totally improper. As Mike said, and as it proved since 2007 when this ill-conceived program started, three mayors have sat there and said, don't worry, there's not going to be any tax money for these projects. And that is just a political fantasy. It's been a political fantasy from the beginning. This whole park is a political fantasy. Maybe we could have afforded it in 2007, but for everybody in America, in every town, state, and the federal government, things have changed. And we cannot afford this. And we have a fantasy mayor. We have a mayor that poses a Republican when top-down Republicans...
I'm not saying that.
Cut.
Enough of that.
That's true.
Sit down.
And instead... No, sir, I'm not going to sit down. No.
Your time is up.
No, it isn't.
It certainly is.
No, it isn't. And here are the facts. And here are the facts. First of all, this isn't time to spend baby spend. First of all, Puri Beach, if you look at the budget, you go online and you look at the budget, you see what revenues are available, there is no revenue for this. The revenue stream is limited. The good workers of Puri Beach, the people that are out there picking up the trash, have not had a cost of living adjustment in the last 2 years. And with inflation coming on and gas prices rising and food prices rising, then where are they going to be? Second of all, Puri Beach owes BB&T already $1 million. And they're paying out some mysterious fund that I don't know what it is. But that fund is there for emergencies. It's required.
If there's a hurricane, if there's any kind of catastrophe, that's what that fund's for. It's not for funding this park. It's going to come down, if this thing goes on, where the only choice is going to be taxes get raised. And all of you are going to be responsible for it. And I'm very surprised that there aren't more people here, and I can only think that it's because they don't understand that taxes are going to go up. Taxes go up, it hurts the people that are here. Taxes go up, and also will dramatically affect the property desirability and whether or not people live here. So you all just disappointed me from the beginning. I think this thing has been ramrodded, and I'll tell you what, I will get the money together somewhere to get benches out there and put some swings out there, and if need be, I'll get a little gold plaque somewhere and put all your names on it, if that's what this is about. But this is just not here.
Mr. Bonner. I'm not going up there just yet. Paul, take a seat in the back and stay here until we're through. Mr. Nail seems to be getting a little upset. I'm going to keep it short. Look, I support the park. I'd love to see a park out there, a fun park out there. There's just some concerns I have. You know, I think we already pay $60,000 a year on the original building, two that's over the BB&T, and according to this, we're going to pay another $60,000 or $600,000. I don't see anywhere where it's itemized. I would like to see an itemized list of what's the maintenance going to be for the park. You know, once we get past and say, how much is that going to cost a year? What are all those budget items? What are the loans actually going to cost? I know we're looking at, you know, private funding. I hope it comes through. But if it doesn't, what are we going to be left with? You have to look at the worst case scenario. And the other option, which I know the engineer doesn't like to hear it, but the matching grants, they're going to cost us money. There's a stormwater grant that's paid in full if the stormwater is installed by September, I guess. There's no reason that we can't put that stormwater in now and let it sit. I know the engineer says he doesn't want trucks driving over it, but you can talk to any contractor in this town. That's a 200-foot wide lot. The stormwater sits, well, the majority of that stormwater sits under the grassy area that could be installed, fenced off. Concrete trucks won't drive over it. We can pump concrete from Atlantic Avenue. We don't have to drive trucks on there. A piling truck is going to drive up to that building on the left side and back right out. I really don't think there's a concern of trucks driving over the stormwater system. So I would hope that you consider, you know, an itemized list of what this park's actually going to cost us so we can all look at it as common people and figure it out and say, okay, that's too much money. We'll know it's worth doing. And then the other thing, if you're going to go forward with it, I think you should do the stormwater, and then the other grants, you have another year. Maybe things will be better next year. Maybe we'll have private funding in place, and we won't need the extra private. So, that's my input.
Yeah, anybody else signed up other than the three of your names? Do I have a motion to close this public hearing?
So moved.
I have a second. I'll second this public hearing is closed. Do I have a motion to go into a closed session?
Motion.
Yeah. So a second?
Second.
We will be going into a closed session to consult with the town attorney pertaining to a legal matter. Thank you. We'll be back.
Motion to come back in open session.
Do I have a motion to come back in open session?
Yes, sir.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We're now in open session. The risk vote. Sir?
Did you vote?
Yes.
No.
Oh, all in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? Okay, we're back open.
The reason we went into closed session was conferred with the attorney on a personnel matter, and no conclusion was reached at this time. Do I have a motion to close this hearing?
I make a motion to close the hearing.
Do I have a second? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
This meeting is closed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Yes, sir. I guess they should get a little.